This episode of the Vision Board Podcast is brought to you by Onnit. Why Onnit, you ask? Well, here's a word from Onnit's founder and CEO, Aubrey Marcus.
You know, Onnit is the company that has the tools to improve your performance. And in whatever area that you're looking for, we have something to do it. You know, it's like going to it's the Home Depot of house repair, but instead of house repair, it's body and mind repair. You know, and it's body and mind performance enhancement. It's going to that body shop and figuring out what tools that you can apply to help make your life better.
At the Vision Board Podcast, we only promote supplements that we use ourselves, and we only use the best. To give you insights, here's Johnny.
Yeah, guys, my two favorite that I take, one, Alpha Brain. Alpha Brain really helps improve mental focus and memory, and the second one I really swear by is Shroom Tech. Shroom Tech is designed to help your body with energy and cardiovascular endurance. What's your favorite, Tristan?
Johnny, the two that I love is the Warrior Buffalo Bars. I find these delicious snacks, and they're also perfect for when I'm on the road and also on the run. Also, I love the Dolce Whey. They're grass-fed whey protein isolate, perfect for my smoothies and also my post-workout shakes. Now, guys, check out the range at www.onnit.com, and please use code word VISIONBOARD for 10% off at checkout. Now, guys, enjoy the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, today is the first day of the rest of your life. And now, listen in as Tristan and Johnny bring it all to the table on the Vision Board Podcast.
Guys, welcome back. Episode 134 of the Vision Board Podcast. I'm Tristan Cannell. Alongside me, Johnny Stofko.
What's up, Tristan? What's up, everybody? Friday recap time, 134.
What a great week, man. Two knowledgeable gentlemen.
Yeah, two guys who've been in the game for a long time. Wealth of experience, awesome knowledge bombs, and awesome insight from Buddy Morris and Mike Dolce.
Yeah, there's four guys that are my go-to guys in the fitness industry in terms of consuming. I try not to consume too much because if I'm consuming too much, then I'm getting away from some of the things that I want to do as well. But the four guys are Mike Dolce, Buddy Morris, Joe DeFranco, and Jason Ferrugia. And they're my go-to guys in terms of information. They all kind of somehow co-inline somehow. Their principles are very, very similar. Their success through the roof, but I just think that they're overserviced for people. Just, you know, it's just second to none.
For sure, and I think the common denominator with these guys is they don't bullshit. They're not going to sugarcoat anything. These guys have a message to send. They do it with integrity. They do it fact-based. And they're not saying, hey, let's do a secret to success is cutting corners. No, it's about the hard work. It's about the effort you put in. And it's pretty much an attribute to yourself too, Tristan. It's like that work ethic. Those guys speak to you.
Yeah, so do you, but I think that's just something that naturally we both resonate with.
Yeah.
But it's also interesting where these guys are from. You know, you've got three of them from New Jersey, and then you've got Buddy from near where you live.
Yeah, Buddy's from Western Pennsylvania. You guys listened to the episode. I grew up in Northeast Ohio. We share a love of Cranax, which is a holiday every Christmas. It's like a...
Yeah, you mentioned that on the show.
Yeah, it's almost like a Bunnings type thing, but during Christmas, it's dressed into this winter wonderland that you bring the kids, Santa's
there.
That's
cool.
Yeah, and it's one of those things that it is a mindset, man. That part of the country, that part of the world, I don't know if it's the weather, I don't know if it's the climate that we have to overcome 9 months out of the year. The economy is pretty much steel. So, like, at least in Northeast Ohio, Western PA, steel town. So it's that it develops a certain mindset of grinding it out, overcoming adversity, and, you know, not sugarcoating anything.
Mm.
You know, that coal miner mindset.
No, I love it, man. When you think about Buddy Morris, just so down to earth with the fact that he invited us to stay at his house. He's thanking us for reaching out to him.
Yeah.
It's like, well, you're the godfather of this industry, man. Thank you so much for just giving me 10 minutes. You gave me an hour and 10 minutes.
Right? Yeah, that is the humbling part. And it's one of these things, too, that I wonder if it's hard for him to see outside of his body of work.
Mm.
Because you say 1980, I wasn't born yet. You weren't born yet either.
No.
And he was doing a thing in competitive sport that really wasn't, it wasn't sexy at all. There wasn't really a lot of those guys doing that. So he's a pioneer of sorts.
Yeah.
He's been through the collegiate levels, the amateur levels, professional levels, and gone back and then come back. So that's a testament to his character.
I think so as well, man.
You brought it up about when he got pretty much sent down to the minors when he went to the University of Buffalo. For one, no offense if you're listening from Buffalo, no one wants to get sent to Buffalo.
No.
And then it's not a sexy university. It's not Ohio State. And then to overcome that and see where he's at in Arizona doing amazing things, it's just a testament to his character.
But yeah, man, humbling, do you know what I mean? Like, that's a great takeaway point from for us too, for people listening at home, is the fact that, you know, sometimes humbling is the best thing that can actually happen to you. So for him to go back to, like he did mention on the show, he was 150 out of 150 ranked in the NCAA system. And he just got fired from the Cleveland Browns in the NFL.
Yeah, which is at a time too, guys, I grew up, you know, a huge Browns fan, and a lot of people don't know when Buddy was there. The Browns they're a historic franchise, one of the originals. They're named the Browns because of Paul Brown. Yeah. He started the Browns and the Bengals. It's one of the first NFL teams. Pro football, American football started in Northeast Ohio. The Hall of Fame is in Canton, right near there. But in the early to mid-90s, the Browns upped and moved overnight to Baltimore. So all of a sudden, this storied franchise didn't have a team. They have never been the same. The Browns, I think, only made a playoff once since 94. It's now 2017. So Morris was in the post-moved Cleveland Browns, and it was just one of those franchises that...
like, you know, someone's got a voodoo doll on them.
Exactly. And Belichick was a Browns guy, so Belichick coached the Browns before the move.
Mm.
And then there's just all these little curses. Art Modell was our owner, never won a championship with the Browns. We got close really twice, and then he goes to Baltimore, and in a few years they win a Super Bowl. So it's like, but to see Buddy and where he's at now with Arizona and what they're doing down there, new stadium, new energy, one of the greatest receivers in the league. You got Carson Palmer reviving his career. They're always in Super Bowl contention. They got the nice facilities down there, and people want to go to Arizona, and it's good to see that Buddy is finally getting that recognition globally, really, because we're in Australia and people know about him.
Hell yeah. But just to read out some of the key principles from him, one was perseverance, two was keep learning, and that was an interesting fact that despite the fact that he's such an expert in the field, he's reading 60 to 90 minutes a day continually. He was talked about being in the circle with Brett Contreras, just learning from different people. You know, he's always talking to Smitty and different guys like that. And I think that's what I love about this podcast, the fact that we get to do this for a couple of hours a week as well and upskill ourselves. And then hopefully the people at home can also upskill themselves by listening as well.
It's so true. And it's like he's constantly learning. And when he mentions he's reading all those books, I'm writing down in my notes feeling pretty shitty because I need to get my read game on.
Yeah, man.
And it's like we can learn something from everybody. Like, there isn't anybody, like, in your life, guys, listening at home, that you shouldn't look at as like a learning tool. Like,
yeah, be open-minded, I guess.
And to see where Buddy's at in his career and with his passions, I think that's part of the humbling experience, though, waking up every day knowing that you really don't know anything, that there is that room for growth, there's opportunity to develop yourself.
How much do we learn every day about different things about the human body that we used to think was right, and then science proves it otherwise, and it's like a daily occurrence of some of these things happening. So
yeah.
I'm very open-minded in terms of I don't think I'm an expert in anything.
Neither am I, man. And it's like if you go to my Facebook, my personal pages, I have that meme that I made. And it's like, you know, I'm talking to myself, but also some coaches out there. Don't be the expert. Don't be the guru. Be the coach. Because the minute you attach yourself to expert or guru, you're really setting yourself up for some falls.
Yeah, I'm knowledgeable in different areas, but I am always open to be learning into different things, even whether it's business. Doesn't matter if I've got a master's or not. Master's in life is more important for me. Like, I love just tapping into the brains of guys that are, you know, older than me, sometimes even younger than me, and just finding out different ways of people doing. Because I think there's a million ways you can do things.
Yeah, it's just, I guess the key point there is don't close that mind off.
What's that quote? I know you're a quote guy about skinning the cat.
The skinning the cat one, who gave us that? Was that you, or did we were given that one?
I think it was given
Del Monte.
That one. I think maybe. Is there like 100 different ways to skin a cat or something?
Yeah, I don't know that one. Yeah.
But that's just interesting.
Yeah, man. It is interesting.
Whoever told me that one.
What we're trying to say here is, though,
be open-minded, man.
Be open-minded for sure.
Sure. Dolce, what about when he brought up those five R's, my apology. Research, results, reputation, resume, and rewards.
Yeah, and Mike Dolce, guys, man, Tristan and I are really persistent at this. We love what we do. This is our baby that we're nurturing, and we've been trying to get Dolce on since jump.
Yeah.
You know? 8 episodes in, let's get him. And to constantly persevere, re-contact, and finally sit down with him and just see why it took so long.
Mm.
You know, the guy is...
Oh, the guy's got a million things, man.
Yeah, he's not just... I was telling some of my buddies after we did the interview about the biggest lesson I learned was the fact that I need to stop, and I stop now, but just pigeonholing these people from what I know them for. Like, I knew Mike Dolce as the guy who does Ronda Rousey's weight cut, the guy who does the Dolce diet. And then you sit down with him, you're like, dude, that's like maybe 5% of what his brand is.
Yeah.
He is a global brand, and he's constantly grinding and working. And those five R's, guys, you know, write that shit down. That is, those are principles to live by.
That's some really big gold. The fact that what he was talking about, one was research, is just, you know as much about the topic as you can.
Yeah, not bullet point shit, man. That's another thing that in our industry, the fitness industry, you see a lot of these like bullet point type of people help. You know, if their intent is to help people, that's one thing. Mm. But if their intent is to kind of like get famous because they know one thing about one thing, it's not research.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, research that, being an expert of it, 10,000 hours of research, you become a master. 10,000
for sure, man.
And then the reputation, because look, all of those are connected, man. If you go one by one, the research, results, reputation, resume, and rewards. If you don't put the research in, guess what you don't have? You don't have the reputation.
Exactly.
And then what?
And that's why the principles were so key, because they flowed off each other. You know, you put the work in early to be educated in something that you can talk to people about. Then you test it on yourself, you bring it out to the people, and you get results.
Yeah, it's a perfect skeletal system for starting a business,
yeah,
for starting a brand.
I thought it was brilliant.
Yeah, me too. It was something that he gave us late.
It was like the last 10 minutes.
Yeah, it was, and that's where you and I feel are still, man, we're just getting started with our interviewing skills and being a better listener, and then learning how to allow our guests to open up more and give more. And I remember when he was giving that to us, and I was like, man, we almost ended this interview before that earlier.
We could have easily done it.
We wouldn't have had that. And then there's parallels with that, with like our normal relationships and everyday life, not listening enough. Maybe what are we missing out on?
I thought it was gold, and I think you guys should, if you haven't yet,
read it one more time.
Go back. It was research, number one, which flows on to results, which you can replicate. Three, that now goes on to reputation, because you're building a stable of clients, that hundreds of clients that you've just had results with. After that, your resume, because people then start coming to you. Instead of you chasing people, your resume speaks for itself. It comes to a level. And then five, and it was a big one, was the final thing was rewards. You know, Mike spoke about having, I think he drove the same car as you did as a child. Whatever.
Yeah, we were talking about that, the Regal.
Yeah, the Regal. Yeah. And then he said that he drove that car till 2012. That's 5 years ago.
That shocked me, man. I didn't get into this in the interview, but I was living in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Shout out to my boy Jake Smith. And we had that car. And we would fill it up. We would fill it up with water because it would leak out.
Yeah,
it, like the overheating system. I think it's the
radiator.
Yeah, the radiator. And you know, it's just, I've been there and I'm still there. And to see that, that Mike Dolce. The point is, I guess everybody. If you guys listen to the show a lot, who we speak to these people who have achieved quote unquote success.
Yeah.
Nothing happened by fluke. Nothing happened by accident. Nobody gave Mike shit. It's been 20 years to be an overnight success sort of thing.
And the rewards come last.
Yeah.
The rewards don't come first.
And that's what I'm learning, man. You got to be patient. You got to sit back. You got to stay hungry and surround yourself around the right people.
Yeah. He left with some bombs. I'm really grateful for him to come
in. For sure.
Johnny, we've got some more great episodes in the works, my man. So next week, we've got Jordan Harbinger. Jordan, he'll probably be... He's like Joe Rogan. He's kind of like, you know, the godfather of podcasting. He's been doing it for like 12 years now. So
the art of charm. He is in terms of Rogan, you mean experience. He's been doing it for the same amount of time.
I think those two are in the top five downloaded shows on iTunes.
And you can know why. I mean, Jordan carries himself really well. He's the guy that if you're out there listening that you lack confidence, or you're looking for little like life hacks in terms of being more comfortable socially, or maybe like you know attraction sort of thing. Jordan's your guy there. His story's fascinating, and he stands by his laurels. He's one of these guys that's not going to flip flop.
Hell no. So then also during the week we've got Dave Palumbo. Dave's the nutritionist for Triple H and Stephanie McMahon, former bodybuilder, and also owns a supplements company.
Yeah, businessman, former athlete, coach, all of the above. I think he placed sixth, his highest bodybuilder. I don't know if it was at the Olympia, maybe it was at the Arnold's. But yeah, his network's crazy. Steph, like you said, Joe D, and Triple H, the big one, Paul. So both of these guys, different in what they do, but similar in their approach in terms of progressing forward, having your intent in the right place, and then inspiring people by the masses.
For sure. So, guys, get sharing. Remember to subscribe via iTunes, SoundCloud, and Stitcher. Johnny's social media.
Yeah, follow me, guys. Johnny Stofko on all socials. Check the website out at johnnystofko.com.
There you go. I'm TristanCanellFitness.com or Tristan Canell Fitness across all my social medias. But, guys, we really appreciate you tuning in again. And like I said, Jordan Harbinger and Dave Palumbo next week.
Yeah, we appreciate you guys. Keep tuning in. We'll keep bringing it.
Johnny, have a great weekend.
See you, TK. Peace.
See you on Monday.
Welcome to the Vision Board Podcast, stories of success from around the world.
You guys are scratching an itch, and that's why this podcast has become popular and successful, is because you guys are scratching an itch. You're enjoying it, and you're also benefiting from the knowledge that people are dropping.
I've never met the person in my life, including my parents, that was able to outwill me about me.
Whatever profession you're in, you need to keep working harder. You know, nothing comes easy these days, and, you know, you'll get knocked down, but get back up, that counts, so just keep working hard at it.
You know, you guys said you do stuff, you ask things that aren't Googleable. You guys are two for two.
There's never been a time in my life where anybody ever was able to tell me who I was more than I knew who I was.
To join our vision and follow the journey, please subscribe to the Vision Board Podcast via iTunes, SoundCloud, and Stitcher.